Hello, and welcome to Perrier's Clay Information Webinar. Due to a scheduling conflict, I am pleased again to be asked and able to host this clay webinar for Perrier. I am Paul Mackey with naturescleansingclay.com. My email address is naturescleansingclay@gmail.com. My phone number is 432-218-7586. Please leave a message if you miss me. Perry A's email is perrya@austin.rr.com, and her phone is 512-262-7187. I give you these contacts so you may contact either of us should you have additional questions, comments, or testimonials other than during this webinar, or if we fail to get to your question or answer it to your satisfaction. We do want to hear from you. One thing I do want to mention before I start is that, as y'all know, Perrier no longer owns the Living Clay Company, yet she still maintains the information clay site, www.bentonite.clayinfo.com, where much clay information articles, these webinars that are recorded for your listening pleasure if you're unable to attend live, and the webinars, the discussion group from the Clay Info site, all of that is still maintained by Perrier. She shoulders these costs and would appreciate any and all contributions. You go to the website, www.bentonite.clayinfo.com, and there's a red-lettered link labeled Contributions. You can make a one-time donation or a monthly recurring donation. All amounts are appreciated. There's no amount too small. And we do appreciate your help. Gathering my notes, one thing that I did want to go ahead and mention before I look at the questions and answers is from Perrier's book on page 34 and 35, it talks about detoxification, which is also the subject of my Friday Clay Factoid that I send out to my newsletter group. And it's talking about, I'm going to quote from Perrier's book, before discussing various ailments, it is important to understand the detoxification process. There is no single treatment of more value to the human body than a complete full-body detoxification protocol using a calcium bentonite clay as the cleansing agent and carrier for toxin removal. You'll find a ton of articles on detox, colon cleansing, and they can scare you. They explain how substances that are toxic to our bodies come at us from all directions. The air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, the cleaning products we use, and the metabolic waste produced inside us. Studies have discovered various chemicals from our foods and environments that indicate man-made contributions, contributing as many as 700,000 tons of pollutants into the air every day, ranging from everyday household cleaners to cosmetics, hairsprays, etc. And that's just in the air. Add to that the pesticides, toxins, that are found in our water. Don't forget the chemicals that are routinely fed to the animals we eat, and the sprayed, preserved, and genetically altered plants we consume. And that doesn't even factor in the heavy metal poisoning that's occurring at a truly alarming rate. From the lead in our paint to the mercury in the fish we eat, and the fillings in our teeth, and everything in between. It's truly frightening, and the reports are everywhere. Science has shown that the effects of detoxification on our body cells are nothing short of miraculous. So why take clay? With clay, you have, with living clay specifically, and we'll talk about that some more later, you have the safest, natural, and most effective means of full body detoxification to remove the toxins, the chemicals, the pesticides, the metals, and all these things that you're exposed to every day. Thus, the importance of daily clay. And I wanted to, I like to talk about in generalities of what clay is important in your daily life and why you should take it, because I often get asked, do I need to take clay every day, or I only detox once a year? And my answer is always recommended and suggested to take your clay daily, because we're exposed to everything daily. And of course, taking it periodically or doing a detox with clay once a year is better than not at all, but it is, I think, preferable to take it daily. I'm going to click over and see if we have any questions. And I'm now going to click on and see if we have approved questions. Here we go. Okay, I have a question from Harwinder74 at hotmail.com. I have ulcerative colitis. Is bentonite clay beneficial for this? Great question, and it leads in to a testimonial. In answer to your question, yes. Clay is can be very beneficial for colitis, any kind of digestive issue. And one of the testimonials that was in my September newsletter came from a lady named Sandy, who actually was diagnosed with colitis. And she continued to take the clay daily. She also did external applications on her stomach area. And she took clay baths. And she was amazed at the results. In 3 days, she started feeling better after all kinds of bloating, nothing tasting good, loss of appetite, losing weight, loss of energy, all kinds of symptoms that were going on and on and on, and she didn't really know what to do about it, and nothing that the doctors tried were helping. So she tried clay on a friend's recommendation, and again, within days, it started helping, and it's now, to make a long story short, it is now part of her daily sustenance, and she continues to have good health and keep the symptoms away that were bothering her. She understands, and her conclusion was the clay helped by pulling out toxins, and also with positive thinking, clay and other lifestyle changes she made, diet changes, very, very good results with colitis. So, yes, in answer to your question, and thank you, that's Harwinder from British Columbia, I believe it is. Brett from Los Angeles, California, has a very good question. Is calcium bentonite clay for everyone? In my experience, I have had very few, if any. I'm trying to think of if I can remember any, maybe one or two in the 10 years that I have been using and selling calcium bentonite clay, specifically the living clay. Again, I haven't had anybody that's had any kind of adverse reaction to them to it or did not receive the benefits from it. We're not any of us immune to all these toxins and everything we're bombarded with. And even though you can make certain things and changes in your diet and precautions in the types of cleaners you use, the type of dentist you might have, things to combat being bombarded as much, we all are exposed to some. So, yes, why is it for everyone? What the clay does, the main thing it does in removing the toxins and everything that's bad for you, it, number one, builds your immune system. In doing that, it balances your pH level. It stimulates. It allows your body to rid itself of disease naturally, as it was intended to do. It also allows you to fight off future disease. So, yes, Brett, calcium bentonite clay is for everyone. And again, as far as sensitivity to it or something like that, there's really nothing in the clay that's going to make anyone allergic to it or sensitive to it. About the most anyone might experience side effect-wise, if you will, or would be maybe unpleasant detox symptoms, some possible nausea, headaches, things of that nature. And this is usually something that's minor. It usually passes soon. And something that most people don't experience. And a lot of times it's because they might be taking too much. And this is where you simply don't quit your clay, but you cut back on your clay. So, yes, Brett, in answer to your question, it is for everyone. Let's see. Here's one from Tress in Richmond, Virginia. Great question. How can the clay help leaky gut? I also have a terrible eczema on my hands, which weeps and oozes all day. I'm eating a very clean diet, drink plenty of water. Any suggestions in helping this condition heal with either internal bentonite clay or using it as a mask on the areas? Okay, Tress, again, what I've talked about already, I think, explains how clay can help with leaky gut. And I have a lot of customers due to Mary Law on the Facebook Leaky Gut group that have used clay, reordered it, okay? And so it's been very, very beneficial. What I'm going to do is read the protocol from Perrier's book. And that way anybody listening from the group, which there's probably quite a few from the group, which is great. Thank y'all for being here. I first go to leaky gut syndrome on page 94, 95 in Perry's book, and it says, see irritable bowel syndrome. Please see the treatment regimen for irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. Although the locations along the digestive path where these two ailments occur are different, the treatment plan is basically the same. And you will find this true in a lot of similar or sort of related ailments, that the protocol is basically the same. And what she says, clay is an excellent choice for either one of these ailments. Begin by doing an internal colon cleanse, starting by drinking 2 ounces of liquid clay 3 times a day, increasing the dosage by 1 ounce daily to ultimately consume 6 to 8 ounces of liquid clay 3 times a day, away from oral medications as needed. Something I will add to that is you definitely want to increase your water consumption as you increase your clay consumption. Water is a very key component with clay. It's good for you anyway. It helps the clay work. Wait, if you can, at least 30 minutes after you take your clay. Drink a full glass of water, plenty of water throughout the day. The other thing you can do for this ailment, leaky gut or irritable bowel syndrome, is to apply a 1-inch thick poultice over the lower abdomen, cover it with saran wrap, leave it on for 1 to 2 hours daily. After a few days, you could even leave the wrap on all night. The poultice we're talking about is achieved with the cleansing clay mass product pre-mixed, or you can mix your own with the powder and water of living clay at a 1-to-3 ratio, powder to water. Apply it thickly, cover it to retain the moisture and allow you to put it on longer. The other thing you can do is to take a clay enema using 2 ounces of liquid clay to 1 pint of water twice a week. Another thing you can do is take a clay bath twice a week for 15 to 20 minutes using 1 cup of clay powder per bath. A little notation about clay baths. Very beneficial, very effective. One complaint people has is they use a lot of clay and they are hard to stir the it's hard to stir all the powder in with the bath water, et cetera, et cetera. It's a little hard to clean up the tub. Okay. One thing to do to make all that easier is to mix the clay into liquid first. You can use a blender, 1 cup of clay, approximately 6 to 8 cups of water, and get it into a liquid form. Add that to the bath water. It's much easier to mix that in versus mixing in the powder. You're never going to get all the clumps out. And it's also much easier on the draining and the cleaning up. Okay? Also, again, they're very beneficial. The amount of clay you're using, again, look at it this way. The benefits are going to be great, and you're only going to have to do it once or twice a week. Something else about the protocol. These are all suggested protocols, and you're going to adjust the amount and the type of protocol as your individual needs and preferences are. Okay? Some people may not want to do a clay bath twice a week or not have the ability to do so. That's fine. You might want to drink more or less clay. Listen to your body, adjust it, and do what you feel like you're comfortable with and what's helping your condition. The element, though, that we're talking about is characterized by, as all of y'all know, with the leaky gut or IBS, you know, alternating conditions of diarrhea, constipation, gas, pain, emotional up and downs. The biggest problem or frustration y'all probably have is most doctors say they don't know what the actual cause of it, okay? And treating the condition with drugs can be dangerous. This is where the clay is so important and so beneficial because, again, it's very safe. It's natural. It's not going to do any harm, but it'll probably help. And so it's definitely something we recommend. How aggressive you want to be or need to be, again, is up to you. I'm not ignoring the eczema, okay? One of the things the clay is most beneficial for is skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, things of this nature. There's several things you can do. Drinking the liquid clay, of course, is important. I see you're drinking plenty of water, Tress. Can you continue that if you're doing the protocol for the liquid clay that I just went over? For the leaky gut, that should be plenty of clay and should help the eczema. The other two things you can do, the oozing and so forth, you can actually sprinkle some powder on there at first. That will help stop the bleeding, the oozing, etc. And then on top of that, you can actually apply the cleansing clay mask. Okay? Do this on all the affected areas. Do it as often as you want. The only thing some people might notice is if you do it too frequently, it can produce some dryness. When this occurs, if you've got a good moisturizer that you might want or need to use in between, do that. Okay. A living clay normally has these available. They're currently in reproduction and doing some reformulating, resizing of the containers, et cetera. So they're not available now, but they're good body lotions that have clay in them. But sometimes that is necessary. The other thing you can do for eczema, of course, depending on where it is in the clay bath. So a lot of the protocol that you're going to be doing for the leaky gut is going to also help the eczema, okay? Now, the only thing I'll say is sometimes with weeping and oozing, depending on what it is, even dermatologists and doctors say it's hard to know whether it's eczema, psoriasis, shingles, are exactly what, okay? In most cases, the clay can help and benefit all of those. There have been some extremely stubborn cases that the clay may help, but not completely to the point to where, although it's a last resort for me and many of us, sometimes some kind of antibiotic or other medication might be necessary to help completely heal it, and then the clay will be great in keeping it away, okay? But again, I definitely would try the clay protocol first. Good luck. I'm visualizing your eczema getting better and, of course, your leaky gut. And again, any and all of y'all listening from the Facebook Leaky Gut group and Mary Law in particular, if you are, I want to thank you. Y'all have all been tremendous in sharing your clay stories and testimonials on how it's helped you, and we really appreciate it and hope that it continues to do so. Let's see here. I'm going to see if I've gotten all the approved questions. Uh, Oh, okay. Teresa, I'm sorry I overlooked this one. How is bentonite clay different from DE, diatomaceous earth? Do you agree with this protocol for treating candida? Food grade, DE, acts like a razor blade. If it's going to continue. I'm sorry. In the exoskeleton candida in the human body, while bentonite clay and a lot of water carries the shell out of the body. You've hit the basic differences there. Although they are, do have some similarities. The clay, we feel like, is safer, gentler, yet just as effective in treating candida, if not more so. The only precautions I can get is if you do use the DE, make sure it is a food grade, which I know you've mentioned. But you're saying it right here, acts like razor blades to the exoskeleton, and the bentonite clay carries the shell out of the body. That's basically how the clay works. It will take it inside the clay molecule and out the body in a much gentler fashion, yet just as beneficial. I have some customers that swear by DE. I have some that have used it and don't like it. I have some that use it on occasion in connection with calcium bentonite clay. Some claim that for certain larger, more stubborn parasites, the DE is necessary, okay? And may or may not be true. I'm really not sure. Okay. But again, we recommend the calcium bentonite, a good calcium bentonite clay, not just any bentonite clay. Okay. And although there is, DE is sort of from the clay family, that's about all that the similarities that there are. The clay has a much stronger efficacy ratio, drawing power. It absorbs all the bad stuff and then absorbs it inside the clay molecule. More safer, yet just as effective, if not more effective than DE. So I have to say that. In regards to bentonite clay, which is what you mentioned, there are many, many differences, okay? And probably the best advice I can give anyone, don't buy just any clay, okay? There's an excellent article on the Bentonite Clay Info website that Perrier wrote. This lady has researched clay for 20-something years, written two books about it. She knows what she's talking about. And she has an article, Criteria for Selecting a Quality Clay. And there are 10 or so questions. The living clay, which is her clay of choice, answers all these questions favorably. Okay, it's a calcium-dominated bentonite clay. That is important. There are a lot of bentonite clays, and they're not calcium-dominated. They're sodium. They don't have as large a surface area to absorb the toxins. They're not as strong. They're not as effective. Some aren't even safe for internal consumption, okay? So even that being said, be sure you buy living clay. Of course I'm partial. That's what I have used for 10 years and what I have sold for 10 years, okay? And of course, one question we're often asked on there is, where do I buy this living clay? Well, you can buy it from me, of course. I gave you my website. I'll give them again at the end. I'll also give you my contact information. But I had rather see you buy living clay from someone else than me, such as www.apexclay.com. That's Cheryl and Phil. They're reputable business. They sell living clay, the real living clay. There's a lot of people out there that try to play off the name. They don't sell the same clay. Okay, So it's important that you do get the right clay if you want to have the correct results. Let's see here if I have any other questions that I haven't answered. Again, if I missed anybody's questions, okay, do feel free to contact me or Perry later, or if I didn't answer your question completely, I want to hear from you. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you, but I will find out. Mary from Kansas, if one had heavy metal toxicity, what can bentonite clay do to help with that? Good question, and although I went over it earlier, okay. Oh, this is Mary Law. Hello, Mary. One of the most beneficial things that clay can do is remove heavy metals, simply put, okay? Drinking the clay, of course, is one way. Clay baths are probably the most beneficial in removing heavy metals, okay? So in answer to your question, yes, it does help with heavy metal toxicity, and bentonite clay by drinking it and clay baths are going to help with that. I remember Perry and I years back got in touch with an autistic group, and as some of you may or may not know, one of the causes they believe for autism is heavy metal toxicity. And they were introduced to some clay, living clay specifically, and they started taking clay baths. And almost immediately, the alertness responses from the individuals with autism was much better. And they have continued to make it part of their protocol. So, yes, very, very beneficial. It can help with any kind of bacteria overgrowth. I know Mary from Winfield, you've also asked about SIBO and what specific bentonite clay protocol would you recommend to get rid of bad bacteria overgrowth. This is another question from Mary. Okay, I saw one that said from Winfield and one that says from Kansas, okay. Same protocol. Again, this is one of the things I love about what I do in living clay. The protocol is basically the same. Get it in you, that's drinking the liquid clay. Get it on you, external applications of the clay mask, and get in it, clay baths, and let it work. The differences are going to be how much you drink, how often you drink it, how much you do external applications, and how much and how often you do clay baths. One thing that I will mention that I did not, when I was talking about clay baths and being very beneficial for heavy metal toxicity, in those kind of cases, when you're dealing with a severe condition, heavy metals, cancer, more serious conditions, that's where you might want to use 2 cups of powder in a clay bath versus 1 cup, or alternate it 2 cups one time, 1 cup one time, and take them more often until the condition is better, and then you can lower it. And again, mix it into liquid first. Okay, makes it much easier to add it and for the cleanup and the draining. So, again, with any and every protocol, in answer to any question that I've been asked, adjust the protocol as you see fit, listen to your body. Don't quit it if you have experience in some bad detox symptoms, just adjust your dosage up or down, then increase it back up as needed, okay? Let's see, I've got something from, okay. From, again, this is another question from Tress, saying she saw the archive call on eczema and will listen. And I did answer your previous question, Tress. I hope you did hear me. But, yeah, do listen to that archive also. And you'd love to know if the clay can help with hemorrhoids. And, yes, my husband has terrible, painful hemorrhoids and cannot find relief. Yes, drink the liquid clay. Also try the cleansing clay mask with the direct application. Don't be worried about how often you use it. But yes, external applications of the clay mask and also maybe a clay bath. All of those will help. Okay. I know that can be extremely painful, and I do hope that he finds relief using the clay. He should. Let's see, Alicia from Grover Beach. I love the bentonite clay. It is amazing. After only 2 or 3 days of using it, 1 teaspoon a day in water, and in the evening a face mask for face and neck, many issues left. Swollen throat that I had for weeks, bad allergies disappeared, carpal tunnel that I had been dealing with unsuccessfully for 6 years, gone. I did, however, get a cold sore and slight headaches, which I know are simply due to the healing crisis. So I'm not concerned, but I backed off of the clay until it's resolved and am looking forward to getting back on it. Do you have any thoughts regarding that? I appreciate your input. Alicia, I appreciate your comments. And you have exactly diagnosed and determined exactly what to do. You're probably right. There were probably some type of detox symptoms and or healing crisis, which most of y'all might be aware of. But it's simply where a condition can get worse before it gets better. Especially with when you're dealing with things, skin issues, eczema, psoriasis. You can start applying clay, drinking clay, and because the clay is actually stimulating and so forth, it can actually make it worse. Okay. I am just getting a beep from my phone. My battery's going out. It's going dead, so I'm going to have to sign off. Again, thank each and every one of y'all for listening. If your question was not answered, I apologize, but do contact me, naturescleansingclay@gmail.com. Phone number 432-218-7586. Leave a message if you miss me. Perry A's email is perrya@austin.rr.com. Her phone number is 512-262-7187. Get your living clay. Have a claytastic day, week, month, year, life. Signing off, this is Paul at NCC.